Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for this privilege and opportunity to preach His precious word. Nothing like being saved today, born again, having the free gift of eternal life. That's not a boast. I am thankful that what God's done for me, He didn't do it for me because I was worthy, but He died for the sin of the entire world. We all were sinners and we all come short of the glory of God. We all have sin. He died for the entire world. And He made the way that we could come and be saved if we just trust in Him, believe on Him with all our heart, repent of our sins, you can be saved today. God is no respecter of person. He loves us all. He died for us all. And He's come forth to save. And I tell you, if you'll come today and get a good drink of living water where you'll never thirst again, if you're tired of drawing from the well of the world, if you're tired of running in sin and coming up empty and miserable, and you will every time. There's nothing good in all that. But I tell you, when you get sick of all that, be willing and ready to turn to God. Really just deny yourself and deny your sins and all those types of things. They're bigger than you are. But if you're willing to give them up and you come to the Lord like that, then He will have mercy upon you. And He will forgive you of your sin, and He'll take that desire out of you to sin again. You don't want to sin once you've been saved. I tell you, you don't want to sin. You don't want to do things that grieve the Holy Spirit. When you get saved, He puts the Holy Spirit in you. And when you sin or when you make mistakes, when you fall, that Holy Spirit gets grieved because He's holy and He's perfect. But when you sin, when the outward man sins, you grieve that inward man. You grieve the Holy Spirit of God that's living inside you. And when you do, you know you're wrong. So you go back to Him and you repent. You ask God to forgive you and cleanse you of your sins. And ask Him to forgive you. And when you do that and you really mean it, He forgives you. And He cleanses you. And He starts communicating with you and fellowshipping with you. Again, the Lord is willing and ready to forgive His people. He died for the sin of the world, but also He died for all of our sins and every sin we will commit. It's not that we have a license to sin. We do not. We don't go forth just doing things because it may bring pleasure to our flesh. Not so. If you're really saved, you want to please the Lord. And when you don't, you're grieved. But I'm thankful to know that He guides us and He directs our paths. And if we'll look unto Him, He will lead us. If we'll just trust Him and believe in Him and seek Him early. The Bible says seek Him early first and foremost. Put Him first in our life. Then He's going to communicate with us, we that are saved. He's going to communicate with you. He's going to fellowship with you. He's going to guide you through all truth. The Holy Spirit will. But if you begin to run after your flesh and sin, I tell you what happens. You get in confusion and you end up basically blinding yourself and things of that sort. You can't see clearly what you need to do. And so the Lord don't want you to live like that. He don't want His people to live in captivity and in blindness and in darkness. He brought us out of darkness and put us into the marvelous light. And we're to walk in the light because He is light. And we're not to walk in darkness. We're not to walk in sin. The Bible tells us that. Neither do you have a desire to do so if you're saved. If you have a desire to run after sin and pleasure for sin for a season, and I tell you, it don't grieve you. Like I said before, I believe you need to get saved, because when you're really born again, you're really saved, sin grieves you. Now, I'm not talking about some type of emotional experience like a lot of people will have and people do. I mean, people get emotional when they do get saved, but I'm talking about people just going through the formality. And yeah, they maybe get a little emotional, but then they really never prayed with all their heart. They really never repented of their sins. And they never got saved. I don't want you to be counterfeited. I don't want you to be in confusion about this. I want it to be clear to you. This is life and death. This is heaven or hell that we're talking about today. And I tell you, it must be preached. You must be warned. I tell you, that's what a preacher is to do. He's to lift up his voice, cry loud and spare not, lift up his voice and sound it like a trumpet. In other words, he's to preach the word, be instant in season and out of season, and reproving and rebuking and exhorting with all longsuffering, sound doctrine, preaching in love, all right? But he's to take the oversight, and he's to care for the flock. He's to be a good example to the flock. But he's to love them, but he's to tell them the truth. And he's to preach to the sinner about salvation. And that's what it's all about. And I tell you today, if you'll believe the gospel, and you believe with all your heart, and you repent, you're sorry that you sin against God, you come to him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, he will save you. I'm talking about change you on the inside. The Bible tells us when we get saved, we are a new creature. I tell you, he changes the nature of you when you get saved. You're no longer that same person when you get saved. The old man dies when you get saved. You got to die to sin. He died for sin, like my pastor's preached for years. He died for sin. We got to die to sin. And I tell you, we got to die to it. And when you get saved, you got to get it out of your life. But I tell you, when he saves you, he changes you and puts a divine nature in you. He puts the Holy Spirit in you. So therefore, your nature, just naturally, you do not want to sin. You don't want to do wrong. You want to do the right thing. You want to please the Lord, and you want to follow him. I tell you, pleasing him pleases you when you're saved. I tell you, people, they'll say, well, I want to have some fun before I get saved. I want to be able to really run and do and have pleasure and all these things before I get saved. But I have something to tell you today. I tell you, I've got that when I got saved. I tell you, I don't run in sin. I don't run after it. And that stuff don't satisfy me. But I tell you, I am satisfied with Jesus. And I tell you what, the joy I have and the fellowship I have is what I was seeking for in the world before I got saved. And that's what you're seeking for. But it's not in that. It's in the Lord. It's in His way. It's in His fellowship. And I tell you, you must have that. You must be reconciled to God to get to heaven. You must be born again. That's what Jesus told Nicodemus, a man, a ruler of the Jews, a man that knew the law, a member of the Sanhedrin court. He was a man that was very religious, but he was lost. Jesus came to him and told him, Nicodemus, verily, verily, I say unto you, you must be born again. And Nicodemus did not understand fully what he was talking about. He said, how can I enter my mother's womb a second time and be born? And Jesus said, thou art a master of Israel, knowing not these things. I'm not talking about that type of birth. I'm talking about a spiritual birth. He said, that's what he said, but that which is born is flesh, that which is born is spirit. You must be born again. You got to be born of the Spirit of God. And when you get born of the Spirit of God, you are a brand new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things pass away. Behold, all things become new to you. When you get saved, you become a new creature. I tell you, it's a joy today to be changed. I remember the old man. I remember that miserable old man. But I'm thankful to know that I'm a new man. I tell you, he changed me. And one day, I'm going to have a change of body. I'm still in the same body today. I still have temptation. I still have the devil tempting me to try to get me to fall to sin, because I'm still housed in an old, rotten, stinking, depraved body. I tell you, it's prone to wander. It's tempted when we're drawn away from our own heart's lust. Our flesh has lust in it. Our flesh, I tell you, that we're housed in. But that man hadn't changed yet. But the inward man has. And I have no desire to run that way. And if I keep my face in this Bible and I keep in my prayers and talking to God and cleansing myself daily, I tell you, I'm going to please him. But one day when I get to heaven, I'm going to have a new body. I'm going to have a brand new life. There is going to be a bodily resurrection. He's already resurrected my soul. He's already changed me and sanctified me and justified me, justified my spirit, made me whole when I got saved. But I'm still in this body. And when I die, this body, they're going to put it in the ground. They're going to just plant it in the ground, because one day it's going to come up anew. It's going to come up a new body. It's going to come up a heavenly body. It's sown in corruption. I tell you, it's going to be raised in incorruption. I tell you, it was sown in dishonor. It's going to be raised in glory. It was sown in weakness, but it'll be raised in power. I tell you, it's wonderful today. It was sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There's a natural body and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul, and the last Adam was made a quickening spirit. How be it that what was not first, which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. The first man of the earth is earthy, and the second man is the Lord from heaven. And the Bible said, as the earthy, such are they are the earthy, and as the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. He said, and we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. I tell you, one day I'm going to have a new body. He's talking about this in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. He talked about it in verse 51. Behold, I'll show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we all shall be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, in the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, this mortal must put on immortality. There's going to be a change. I'm going to have a new body. I'm going to have a heavenly body. Thank God that when that happens, and I won't be tempted no more. Won't be no more Satan. There won't be no devil in heaven. I tell you, it's going to be a perfect state of an environment. And I tell you, the devil won't be there. Thank God for that. And I know that day's coming. I got this blessed hope on the inside. I tell you, I like Paul said in verse 19, he said, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are all men most miserable. I tell you, we'd be miserable if we thought this was all it was to it. But I tell you, we know there's a better day coming. We know he saved the best to last. And we know that he's coming back after his purchased possession. He's coming back after his bride. Those that he's been bought, that he bought and paid for in his blood. And my friend today, if you're not saved, I tell you, you can have this assurance. You can have this blessed hope, and you can have your sins forgiven. You won't live in guilt no more. You won't walk with that heaviness and that burden of sin upon you any longer. You'll be made free. If the Son shall make you free, you are free. He makes you free and he changes you. It makes you brand new on the inside. And not only that, there's a better day awaiting you. There's going to be a bodily change. And this old life, this body's going to die because of sin. Because I was born in sin and shame and iniquity. I'm going to live in pain, no doubt, at times. This old body's going to suffer because of sin. But one day, I'm going to get out of this vile body, and I'm going to have a new body. I tell you, he's going to raise me up. He's going to raise you up if you've been saved. I tell you, and it's nothing like it. I tell you, what a blessing. What a joy it is to know what's waiting us on the other side. I tell you, heaven's a place of filled with God's wondrous and grace. And I tell you, it's just filled with love, and it's just a beautiful place. I tell you, I'm looking forward to that. But while I'm here, I want to live right, walk right, and talk right. I want to win the lost. And I tell you, he made me happy down here. He's making me to be able to sit together in heavenly places, be able to feel his presence. And I'm not worthy of it. When he saves you, if you try to walk in the light of his word, I tell you, the song says, what a glory sheds on your way. He'll just bless you, encourage you. But my friend today, if you're not saved, I want you to come to him. I want you to get somewhere by yourself. I want you to get in a closet somewhere. Just get by where you can cry out to God. Ask him to have mercy upon you as a sinner. Forgive you of all your sins you've ever committed. And that you sin against a holy God. And be willing to say, Lord, I'll live for you. I'll turn and I'll follow you. And Lord, I want to be born again. Save me. Don't let me die in sin and go to hell. If you really pray that, really mean it. Be willing to give up the world. He'll save you just like you are. He'll change you and you'll know it. He'll put something inside you and never get over. But my time's come and gone. God bless you in Jesus' precious name and amen.